Okay, so we're doing this interesting piece here, and it's actually a discussion based on some question. There's a series of pieces here. Have you ever done this book at all? So it's a series of pieces which the Rashba is writing to some Christians who were attacked Torah, and this particular piece is about is that one of their big things is that the mitzvos were batal, were knocked out at some point in history, whenever I guess Jesus, whatever. I don't know exactly their thing. So they say, then the mitzvahs of the eye, because they accept the Old Testament, the Torah, which says mitzvahs, so they say, well, God changed his mind, and now whatever, now the mitzvahs are batal, you don't keep them anymore. So our stance is, no, there's no such thing, the mitzvahs are ledoros forever, there's no mitzvahs are never batal. So they try to say, they collected a few different Gemaras, they had experts in Gemara, whatever, finding different things which said that, no, the mitzvahs are, are short term. And they're using that as a critique or attack on Chazal. So he basically is going to bring down their questions, and then it's basically three Gemaras they found, and he's going to take them up one at a time. Okay? So he says, so this is Gemara, Tanya, Amar Lahem Ben Zoma, L'Chacham, and L'Chimas, Kirin, Yitzias, Mishraim, L'Mos, Mashiach. Right, so there's Gemara in Brachos, where it's a Gemara, I think we do this at the Seder. It says, Call Yimos, So the response back, they said to Ben Zoma, I don't remember Ben Zoma, how are you going to come in? Ben Zoma, right? They said back, he says, are we going to even remember it? In other words, what? It's not Ben Zoma?
What?
Oh, no? Who is it?
It's always
every time. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, well. Oh, Ben Zoma's saying it's a chum. Oh, you're right, okay. So he's saying is that. Are we even going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yimos HaMashiach? But Yimos HaMashiach, and there's a pasuk says it says, and they'll say that you're not.
The Navi, that yeah. Instead of saying the miracles of Mitzrayim, now we're going to say
right, the miracles of Yimos HaMashiach. Yeah. Exactly. So what it's saying is that we're no longer Yimos HaMashiach. We're not going to praise God. Or we're not going to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim. We're going to think about the Gula Asida, which is going to be different, greater, more relevant, whatever it is. So Gamzu Achas Mitainus Cholkom Aleinu.
You
done? It's okay.
Oh, what are you doing?
Give a share.
You're in share?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is also one of the tainos of those who argue on us. Kimikan yerush and mitzvah haTorah l'zman, because here it seems like the mitzvah of the Torah are short term. Who should kriyishma u'mitzvah haPesach v'hamatzah v'niyasach haMitzvah zikonis yisus v'ayim? Because there are many mitzvahs like kriyishma. I think it means like the third parsha. And Pesach, and Matzah, and Chametz, not even Chametz, or to remember in Sisson Shayim, Kiddachsiv, there's a Vachtach Pesach, Lashem Alkech, Elo, Sochelov, Chametz, Shivas, Yom Tov, Matzah, Lachamoni, da-da-da-da, Lamantis, Yom Tov, 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 Kedeshin is coming to Chalik Yisrael Mitzrayim. So these mitzvahs are in order to remember Yisrael Mitzrayim. And main was kiyot Yisrael Mitzrayim was the Mashiach Kedas Lachamim. If the Chalim are right, they're not going to remember Yisrael Mitzrayim. And Kein Afa Pesach and Ma'atzav and Yisrael Chalim Spetelem. Those are also going to be knocked out. Shalom is Tavinu Bahem and Rak Liz Kedas Yisrael Mitzrayim. Because those are only for to remember Yisrael Mitzrayim. Ikvar Amru Shem is Kedas Yisrael Mitzrayim was the Mashiach. Right? And that's what I said. That you don't remember Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right? So that's a question.
They're not going to be knocked out, though.
What?
I don't think they are going to be knocked out, right?
Oh, okay. Well, that's his question, though. So why not? I mean, if he's saying it says you're not going to reach Yisrael Mitzrayim, and these mitzvahs are not Yisrael Mitzrayim, so then why isn't that follow?
Right.
Right. Presumably, right. Obviously, they're not going to be. Right? Because we know the mitzvahs aren't about knocked out.
Right.
But why not? Mm-hmm. That's their argument, right? The argument is it would seem to follow. I know it sounds like it's sneaky. It doesn't really work out, right? But the question is, why not?
Right.
Okay, so why not? Why don't we, I mean, we'll see what he says. Maybe it's smart to do. I mean, he has three different questions that they ask, but he kind of takes them, answers them. He asks three questions, then gives three answers. But for our purposes, we could just take them one, I mean, maybe, one. I don't know if we're going to get past one this week, so might as well. I don't see an advantage just to read through the questions, So, I mean, maybe before we see the Rashba, maybe we could try to. Maybe let's look at the pasuk. Let's look at the pasuk that he's talking about, because I mean, he's really basing it on the pasuk.
Oh, that one in the Navi? Yeah, where is it?
No, that one, but also we got that one also. Let me see. Is it called where that one is here? Or if I get it from the Gemara. Let's see. But the other pasuk, Amantes Yom Tov Yom Tov, that's in the bottom. Let me guess. Gemara in Brachas Yud Beis and Yud Beis, and I'm sure we'll quote that pasuk. Hine yamim bam Yirmiyahu Hakim. Okay, so it says like this. This is Pasuk Yirmiyahu Chaf Gimel Zayin. V'chein hi yamim ba'im no'am Hashem. There are days that are coming. God says, V'lo yomru od chai Hashem, Hashem helas v'nei shon Hashem. They're no longer going to say, chai Hashem, that brought us out the Jewish people of Meretz Yisrael. Ki yam chai Hashem, Hashem ha'ela, v'asher hevi ezera beis Yisrael me'er Tzafona. It's going to be the God who brought the Meretz Yisrael from Meretz Tzafona. Mikol ha'aratzos, asher dachtem sham, v'yashua v'masam, took us from all the different lands that we were scattered, and he brought them back to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's the pasuk which is saying that it's not going to be, we're no longer going to be talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim. This is going to replace Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right.
Yeah, so I don't think that it follows that the commandments are going to be knocked out from that pasuk. It just means that when people swear by Hashem's name, they're going
okay.
to use it differently.
Okay, but the Gemara there is talking about remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, and right, different what's called Yimei Chayecha going on. So it's saying is, since it says, that's his question. That's their question.
What's the
quote
of the Gemara? The Gemara said that Ben Zoma said that and they answered in this?
Hey, let's see. Yeah, so Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Amar Lazaya, Nikavin, this is the Mishnah. Amar Nikavin, Shana, Boz, Chisi, Shetam, Rishi, and Shana, Boz, Shadash, and Zoma. Fine. Shana, Mamad, discussion, this one, Shana, Klecha, Mecha, Yimecha, Yacha, Yamim, Klecha, Yimecha, Yacha, Lelos, Lecha, Chalmim, Yimecha, Yacha, Lomazel, Kol, Yimecha, Yacha, Lavi, Mas, Mashiach. So the Chalmim are saying, Kol is to include that we're going to have the mitzvah, or Zechias, Mishir, Shrayim, which Rashi learns is the Pasha of Tzitzis and Kriyashma, you're going to have that even at night. Right? You can have that. I'm sorry. You can have that even in Moshe Mashiach. So then, Amar Tanya, Amar Lam Ben Zalman Lachachamim V'Chi Maskir and Shiach Shayim Moshe Mashiach. How could you learn the pasuk to mean Lavi Moshe Mashiach? Are we going to have that mitzvah? Are we going to be really remembering Shiach Shayim Moshe Mashiach? So look for an Amar, and you quote the pasuk. And then the Gemara answers, Amar Lo Lacham answered Lo Shetekir Shiach Shayim Kamim Koma. It's not that it's going to be uprooted altogether. Elashtei Shibun Malchios Iker V'Shiach Shayim Tafela. Right, he says, "Kiyotzi leikra shemcha o Yaakov ki Yisrael yashemecha lo sheyaka Yaakov and kamar Yisrael leikra v'Yisrael Yaakov tafala." Right, so he says sometimes it means that, right?
Because she said leikra o, and she's talking about it's right there, calling Yaakov all the time.
That exactly. So the thing is, sometimes it can mean that. So when it says they're not going to say it, it doesn't mean they're not going to say it. It means it's going to be secondary. But you see that Ben Zoma held no, that was his attack. He says there's not going to be Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right, so that can't be what it means to say it's Yisrael. The mitzvah of saying Kaparsha Sittus or saying it's Yisrael isn't going to be the most Mashiach. So he's saying, yeah, he's not just saying people aren't going to swear by it, he's making a halachic argument. Right, so he's saying, as if that's going to go, and it seems there to be discussing the mitzvah of, at least according to Rashi, the Parsha of Tzitzis of saying,
right, that's
you know,
like it's yeah. an actual thing that
yeah,
there's
a
human that's
thing.
Knocked out.
Right, and it seems like the Chomar actually, Ben Zoma is actually saying that. And you'll see that the Rashba is going to go with. He's going to say it's true. That
mitzvah is going to be knocked out.
Not going to be knocked out, but it's going to take a different form. It's going to take this other form, but not Pesach, not the other, these other ones. Because that you could just kind of replace.
Because the mitzvah is kind of like attached to the
And also, mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like Parsha Sittis. It's not like you have to read Vayadav Hashem HaShalem or that, you know, like any Hashem HaShalem HaShalem. It's just remembering Sittis HaShalem. You can do it in many forms. Right. It's not like a Tzuras HaMitzvah, like Matzah, Pesach, you know? Mm-hmm. So that, you could say, will take on a different form. But to say that you're going to start changing around the mitzvahs of the Torah, like that, you could argue, I mean, this is going to argue, it's not really a change in the mitzvah. It's just, well, we have to say, mm-hmm. that's it. But that's their question. I mean, the question is a good question.
Right.
The question is that you see it's talking about halacha, and it's saying is, according to one shita, you're not going to knock out this mitzvah, it's just right. So now the Torah, now let's look at the Torah. Torah is saying.
Also, are the Christians deducing from this that you're going to knock out all the mitzvahs? Because clearly, this is Gemara. It's talking about one case.
Correct. Well, their thing is
the rest of them are going to be intact.
It's true, and not only that, it's also during Yom Mashiach. It's only on Yom Mashiach. Well, they'll say it's Yom Mashiach. But what he shows is they just want to gain a little bit of ground. Like, there's another Gemara which implies that once there's Tlias Mason, they're not going to be Mitzvahs. Okay, so even though they're not actually saying they're earlier in Tlias Mason, you know, but they just want to show that it's within Jewish thought. You know, rabbis themselves hold that it's not a premise that the Mitzvahs are forever. You know, all Mitzvahs, like we say, mitzvahs are never ever changing, this is it. You know, they're saying, not so fast, you guys are pulling a fast one. This is, you yourselves in your Masorah have the idea that it could change. Now, we're saying it changes earlier, and they all change, fine. That's already, like, quantitative differences, you know what I mean? They want to weaken the rabbinic position.
That reminds me, like, we say that every letter in the Torah is permanent and unchanging, and then you have these machloksim over letters,
exactly,
and you have over who wrote them, and did Moshe write it, did Yoshua write it?
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's what they try to do, you know? So that's what, you know, that's why the Rashba doesn't want to give them any ground. He knows to give that argument is a losing argument. You can tell them, well, it's only those three mitzvahs, they'll say, fine, you say three, we say 613, but, you know? That's already a different... So let me just see the pasuk he's quoting. So it's Devarim Tazayin Beizim Gemel. Because you'll see the Rashba is going to make a big deal. Because this is the pasuk. Because what's what do you think is the simple answer? I mean, before we even look at this, let me look at the pasuk. Let's see. So it says it's Tazayin, Perek Tazayin in Devarim. Shomar es Chodesh Aviv. V'asisa Pesach Hashem Kecha. So guard the Tikkun Mitzvah Pesach because God took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? Is the Vata Pesach Hashem Kecha Tzun Vaka Makom Hashem Chal Hashem Shakin Shemar Hashem. Fine. Lo Socha Olav Chametz Shevas Yom Tech Olav Matzos Lachamoni Ki Bechli Pazin Yasasa Meiris Mitzrayim Leman Tizkar Yom Tzlis Lom Yer Tzrayim Kali Meir Hayecha. So what's this guy's Raya? Which part of the pasuk is he really using? Is the question. Like, is he using to imply that they're not going to exist anymore? Okay, well, let's say that. Does Ki B'Chodesh Av means do this mitzvah because in the Chodesh Av God took us out of Mitzrayim?
Right.
Does that? Okay, so that's it, right? See, because key, why is the key not doesn't? Why is the key not?
Because that still happened. We still did
that. Right. Just because we're no longer members of Mitzrayim, it's just saying that's the cause of the thing. That's why God set up the mitzvah in that way. It doesn't mean the mitzvah is going to fall away just because we no longer have the cause. Like, let's say the Rambam held certain mitzvahs were set up to abolish Avodah Zarah. You know, like, let's say Labasar Chalav, as it used to be, primitive practices that they would cook goat's milk with or whatever. But the Torah set up certain mitzvahs to abolish those types of practices from mankind. Now, that's the reason for mitzvahs. But just because that's no longer rampant or food, there's no longer practical to abolish that, but the mitzvah is the mitzvah. So just because you could remove a cause of a thing doesn't mean mitzvahs are just going to disappear. You know, so just because the Torah is saying that's why it's set up doesn't mean, therefore, automatically, if you take away the cause, now the whole mitzvah is going to fall away. But Lemant is Kareis Yom Tzeis Yisrayim. It means for the purpose, in order that you should remember. So what does that imply?
So that we don't need to remember that anymore because we're now going to be remembering
right.
The Ula.
Right, exactly.
The Golus,
right, it makes it sound like the whole mitzvah is merely a means of remembering Leman in order. Why are you doing all this stuff? It's Leman. It's instances, vehicles of this overarching objective of Leman. So if there's no longer that idea of Leman, then these mitzvahs are going to have to fall away. Because right? How could you have them if their whole essence is Leman, remembering the thing which is no longer to remember, they're going to have to disappear. Right. So that's and that is their argument. I mean, that's what he quotes. I mean, he puts in the bracket, he puts it back in there. But Leman is Yisrael, and that's it's in order that Leman, that's the main part, right? Fine. Shiloh Mitzvahina Bohem Rock Liz Garcia Mitzrayim.
Right.
But I don't know what you're going to say, Liz Mitzrayim.
It's compelling.
Yeah, it's compelling. Right, that's the argument.
Okay.
Okay. How are we doing there? Mary, are you good?
Yes, I think so. Can you say the last bit again?
Okay.
You're saying that he thinks that it will fall away or it won't?
Well, this is the guy, this is the Christian, the Rashba quoting the Christian whoever who's arguing on the Torah. And he's saying, arguing on the rabbinic position, and we hold, Jews hold, there's nothing's going to fall away. But the Christian guy is trying to say, I'll prove to you from your Torah and your Gemara that it will. Because the Gemara openly says that there won't be Yetzias Mitzrayim, you won't be remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. Yimos HaMashiach. That's Ben Zoma, that he openly says. Okay, now the Pasuk says that don't eat chametz, eat matzah, liman, in order that you'll remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. So that means that the mitzvos have a definite goal in mind. They're vehicles. They're in order that you'll remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? The implication is that if you don't have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't make any sense to do the vehicles of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. You follow me?
Yeah.
So just if it would have said that the reason why God's commanding us to do it is because Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's fine. So you say, fine, just because the cause isn't there, God set up a mitzvah. He forged the mitzvah of Doros. But if it says Laman is saying in order that you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but once the remember Yetzias Mitzrayim is no longer an activity that we do, so then it doesn't make sense to do these activities either. Right? And that's the question which was posed to the Rashba. I mean, it's a thought-out question, right? It's not just, these guys weren't just, they had people who spent time trying to knock the Torah out, right? I mean, they knew that they had to win over the Jews who were in opposition, and they were weakening, you know, and they wanted to come up with questions.
Why would we not have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Oh. So, I mean, that's a good question. He's not getting into that matter, but really the Gemara is saying is, at least Ben Zoma's argument, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that it will be over, you know, it'll be overrun or it'll be taken, it'll be superseded by the Geula God's, the ultimate, the Geula Hasida. So we'll no longer remember God as the one who redeemed us from Mitzrayim, but we'll remember God as the one who redeemed us from the Geula of Shiva, you know, the great, the long Geula of, the long Galus of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's what the pasuk says, that we're not going to remember God. We're not going to talk about God as the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. We're talking about as the God who did the Geula Hasida. So, I mean, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The machlokas between Rebbe Ben Zalman and the Chum is it going to be that we're only going to talk about Geula Hasida, or it's just going to be his primary and Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be secondary? But Ben Zalman's holding, it's going to be gone. It was going on, and therefore he says, and so even so, you're not going to have the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's clear Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yimos Mashiach. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
You got it. Okay. So shall we proceed to his answer? And does anyone have any thoughts?
You'd want to say that you would still be Masha, but when you do it, you would think about the new Geula. It's a hard thing to say because the Masha is so connected to the original story.
Correct. Correct. Right. Right, and it says, L'man tishkos yom tzitzim yitzayim kol yimei chayecha. So,
yeah.
It's hard to say that means L'man tishkos yom tzitzim yitzayim kol yimei chayecha.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that even in our Seder today, it's lacking something because we're missing, like, the Geula of Mitzrayim was really only part one of the Geula. It was for the whole purpose of the ultimate society in Eretz Yisrael, which happened in the time of the Geula.
Okay.
So it's not really two separate Geulas, I would say. It's really sort of a continuation.
That's true, but the mitzvos are specifically to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
I mean, we do the other Kosos, Asher Galayim, we talk about the Geula Hasida and all, but still, the particular mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Chametz, I mean, are specifically tied to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not to Golas either. Yeah, like in theory, you could have argued they would forge new mitzvahs for that, but that we don't hold will happen. Maybe the Christians would hold that type of thing, but we don't hold that all our mitzvahs are going to just, you know, start again new mitzvahs. It doesn't seem that way. That's our premise. That's the premise of the Rashba in this piece. You know? Okay, let's see what he says. Yael, did you have a thought or another thought? You said your thought. Do you have another thought or a counter to that? Or
no.
No, it's a hard path. Yeah, I mean, you'll see how the Rashba takes it up. I mean, I haven't fully worked it out, but let's see if we can get it together. It's kind of interesting. What's that? Oh, okay. He says, "Vizuhay sachuvasi." Okay, and this was my answer. He says, "Da ki mitzvahs haPesach veHamatzah." I jumped, by the way. I don't know if you have it inside. I jumped a little bit. I'm jumping because he has three questions and then he has three answers. So I'm just doing first question, first answer. So, ki mitzvahs haPesach veHamatzah umniyas achilas chametz inan mechiyav zechiras haYetzirah. So he's just arguing on the premise: these mitzvahs are not subordinate to the mitzvah, the mechiyav of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, they can't be classified as instances or you know, subcategories of that mitzvah. Okay, so this is the first thing he says: these mitzvahs are not subcategories of the mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's his starting point. That's false. It's not true. These mitzvahs are independent. They're not from under the chiyav of the Yetzirah. Okay, I mean that's the answer. That's the way you're gonna have to answer. Right, because then you get out of it, and he just has to explain the pasuk or whatever. Right, and the pasuk is the problem. But that's halachically he's saying that's a mistake. They're independent mitzvahs. Once they're independent mitzvahs, then the Yetzias Mitzrayim is just the cause of them. So now they can still continue to exist because that's the Torah system. But the pasuk doesn't sound that way. So now he's going to explain that. Yigal lechazem imash shechiyev hakadosh baruch hu b'minias. So now he's going to prove it first. Shechiyev hakadosh baruch hu b'minias is yasa pesach kares. If a person doesn't do pesach, karm pesach yichayv kares. Right? Right? So there are three different mitzvahs, which you are claiming are all subcategories, instances of this larger mitzvah, Chiyas Yisrayim, but it turns out that they have different onshim. Right? For two of them, you get kares, and one of them is just the bitul asay. Right, if the reason in both of them was merely zchiras Yisrayim, lama chiyav kan kares v'kan lachiyav ol asay? Why here would be chayav kares and here's only asay? V'chalat tziva mishor shachar. It's all under one root. Right. So what's the argument? I mean, he hasn't explained the pasuk yet, but what's his argument?
Saying that the punishments, the fact they have different punishments, means that they're different
for you then? Yeah. Okay. Convinced?
No. But I mean, I don't understand particularly how the structure of mitzvahs work, but I don't understand why they can't just be, there's one machayev, and then they set up that way.
Right. Okay. Does anyone want to defend that? He's trying to bring a proof from the fact that they're different onshim that it's not true. Well, this is the one of them's essay, and yeah, I know you could have tried to say that, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not true. There's two essays.
Still.
I mean, you could say, I mean, look, I don't know, and some are different than whatever, if that's what you're saying.
Sorry,
yeah.
Bye.
Okay, any thought?
Is he saying that there is no mitzvah zecher l'siyas Mitzrayim, or just that these three are not subsumed by it?
The latter. I don't know, subsumed. These three are not like under it. Subsumed under it.
I don't know that anybody thought that they were anyway. Like in the Rambam, it's not the same. I mean, doesn't he say that it's not the same? It's there's a chiyuv is every day, and this is a chiyuv once a year. It's a totally different mitzvah. It's just for the same purpose. It's, that's I thought the issue is. It doesn't address the issue anyway, because the question is, if that's the reason for the mitzvah, then why isn't that get knocked out?
Right. I know, but that's not really true, because just because it's the reason doesn't mean it's going to get knocked out. See, I think it goes back to what you told me before, is that just because the reason for the mitzvah is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, tell me what you mean by reason. But if you mean just the reason for the mitzvah, like the Tama mitzvah, the cause of the mitzvah is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, now just because we're no longer remembering Mitzrayim doesn't mean you're not going to have the mitzvah anymore. Right? Just like if the philosophy, some Avodah Zarah thing doesn't exist anymore. If a mitzvah is a mitzvah, if it's a freestanding structure which has a cause for its existence, just because you remove the cause doesn't mean the mitzvah gets reset. The mitzvah is set up, Ladoros, and it had a purpose in mind at a particular point in history. Even if the particular purpose goes away, it's a system. The system goes on forever, and it's a perfection. There are a lot of perfections. It's a system of mitzvahs, and we follow the system. You can't just start knocking things out once the reasons disappear, once the original cause disappeared. But so what was the question in the first place? The question in the first place is because Laman sounds like it's not just the reason, but that these activities are under the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means there's an overarching chiyuv to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how do you do that? So you do that in multiple ways. There's like one mitzvah called the Remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, however you count it in the many mitzvahs, but it's one command to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is accomplished in different methods. One is through every day saying Shema, another way is through eating matzah, eating Pesach, not eating chametz. They're all instances of the one obligation of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a multi-pronged attack on mechayev, a person to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, if that was the way to look at it, then if you undermine the overarching structure of the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, now these things have nothing to stand on. Because that's what they are. They're actions of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no such thing as remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're instances of a larger category which no longer exists. So that wouldn't make any sense. That's not just removing the cause, that's removing the very existence. It would mean the very existence of these mitzvahs are expressions of an underlying idea of an action of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that underlying action doesn't exist, then you can't do these activities anymore. They don't really have any backing to them.
Is that the Ramban at the end of both?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what he said.
It makes the mitzvah look silly, though. Like, it's one thing to just not be doing something that used to be an idolatrous practice. Like, you could say, you still learn from that. That like, okay, it's Ladoros, and we still learn because we remember that it used to be an idolatrous practice. But if you're going to say we're not remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore, then it makes the mitzvahs look stupid to be doing this random action of eating matzah once a year without a framework of the Seder. It just seems stupid.
According to what? If you'd say that it's the cause, or if you say that it's the very definition of the action?
Like, that seems like a technicality to me.
Okay, why is it better for you? Why is the Avodah Zarah thing better for you than this? Why don't you say it's silly to not eat milk and meat anymore? Because if the whole reason is because of idolatry, and that's no longer existence.
Because you can think of all sorts of benefits that you get from keeping that mitzvah.
So you can think of all sorts of benefits of keeping the mitzvah of eating matzah.
Can you?
Yeah. It's an idea that you eat. You're involved in halachic eating. and you're devoting, you're measuring all the shears and whatever. I don't know. You think about ideas. There are concepts in the thing. I mean, you think of ideas of God as all of the philosophical ideas. You can still think about it. Just the particular events of Mitzrayim aren't relevant. But you can think of, you can pack all kinds of stuff into the mitzvah. Why not?
Like essence versus fantasy.
Yeah, avdos, and you think about avdos and cheiros and concepts about how you live your life, and there's all kinds of ideas about. You can think about the ideas of Mitzrayim. Anyways, they're philosophical ideas which are the core of the thing, even without thinking about the particular events. You can just say, look, it was based upon those ideas. And what are you going to think about in meat and milk? So whatever you're going to say is an idea of controlling your taiva. So I'll say it's controlling your taiva in the negative, of not doing things. And there's an idea of positive, of doing certain activities and mitzvahs and having a night, a halachic night. And there's an, you know, whatever, there's... I mean, to say, like, there's always, you can always come up with benefits to mitzvahs. I mean, you have chukim, and those are benefits, and you don't know necessarily the reasons of the thing. There's mitzvahs have, you know, you could come up with a lot of benefits to mitzvahs. But if the very mitzvah benefits is, you don't just knock out a mitzvah because you can no longer, you know, the particular cause is gone, because the mitzvah, so, yeah, it's a halachic system. There's a perfection of a human being being involved in a halachic system. And not only that, I think also is that you can't have a system that way. You can't have a system, at least it's not the model of the Torah, that basically is once you no longer have a desire for a desire anymore, then you don't have to, then you'll have to eat meat and milk. Because then the mitzvah doesn't last. So the system does not work that way. Because then every guy is going to say, oh, I will desire me? Nah, this doesn't apply to me. So the idea of a system is it has to systematize it. And systematize it means it's not, it's independent of the reason. The reason is the cause of why it exists, and you can understand that and think about it, but it's binding the doros. And if it weren't set up in a way that was binding the doros, it wouldn't have even gotten off the ground and worked to accomplish the task it was meant to accomplish. So at that time, you definitely had to set up matzah and mara and all that. Now, just because of thousands of years later in history, it may no longer be necessary, it doesn't mean now the system's going to, you know, start changing. That's not the nature of our system.
That's so compelling, though. Then how do you explain this whole Havamina?
Oh, well, no, the Havamina is that if you were to say that the mitzvah existed as a detail of the of remembering its Mitzrayim, that it's a form of remembering its Mitzrayim, then this thing can't exist anymore. It would be like, like, let's say you'd say it's like the mitzvah of bringing a karun chatas, if I don't know that. So you say it doesn't exist anymore. You say, why not? Because there's no base of mikdash. So the mitzvah is to bring a karun in the base of mikdash. So obviously if there's no mikdash, you can't have the mitzvah anymore. It's not the exact thing, but it's like, it's if the mitzvah is a form of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is simply not an activity which we do, that's what he's claiming. I mean, Ben Zoma is definitely claiming we're not going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I mean, you could wonder what, you could ask that, why is that? But that's what he's saying. So he's saying is that mitzvah, it's a good question, he's going to get to that, but that's what Ben Zoma is saying, is that mitzvah is not going, we're not going to be doing that, we're going to be doing a different form of it. Maybe it's not going to exist, it'll be a different form.
Well, it has to exist because all the mitzvahs are maintained. That's the problem. You can't knock out any mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah, right. That mitzvah itself. But he's not talking about those.
That also
now.
Is a problem.
That mitzvah itself is a problem. Correct. But for now, he's not addressing that. He's going to forget that mitzvah for now. So he's saying these mitzvahs. If these mitzvahs were merely subcases of that larger thing, then it's almost saying that thing's not going to exist. So now these things can't exist either. But if that were the way you look at them, as not freestanding, independent structures, but as instances, subcases of the overarching mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's saying is you'd be hard pressed to explain why the different subcases have kares and some have anasei and some have, because structurally they're really just instances of a larger institution. I said, does this larger institution, if I failed to do this larger institution, what's my punishment? How serious or whatever is this larger institution? It's inconsistent if you say one of the instances is, I'm going to get karis for, and the other one is just an asai. If there are different halachic structures, if you say they're separate mitzvahs and they have as their cause in the Mitzrayim, yeah, but they're different institutions. They're totally independent things. Matzah is one institution, Kavah Pesach is a different institution, and they may be causally related or whatever, but they're set up independently, and therefore they could have different donshim. But once you, if you were to claim that they really don't have their own existence, but they're just instances of a larger institution, it's hard to explain why the particular instances are going to have such varied ownership. Right? How are you guys doing? Yael, did you follow, do you hear or follow or agree with how I was answering you or no?
Yeah. I think that the underlying question of why wouldn't we have why would Yisus Mitzrayim fall away in the face of one larger Geula, and then what would Mitzvahs look like, because our entire year is based around Pesach.
Right.
It's still there. But I think the halakhic structure makes sense.
Right. Right. It is interesting. It's very interesting. I mean, we'll see. We'll get a little, we'll go a little further. But it's an interesting thing to think about. I mean, it's true. You don't think of this as a possibility. Like, you just kind of think, like, our whole existence, we're always remembering it's just trying,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, okay, fine. So, we're good also on the owner's point?
That's what I was saying to Ramban at the end of the bow. He does talk about how all of these mitzvahs
remind
are the
us
purpose
of
life.
Right.
I think he's talking philosophically.
You're right, but he's saying Ramban's point is that it reminds us of all the fundamental principles of the Hashkafa of the Torah.
Right.
So it's not necessarily the events that he's just trying. He's just saying is those events bring to mind all these philosophical ideas.
Right.
So that's true. I mean, that's why you can say they could still exist, even if we're not remembering the events. We're not going to praise God as the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. We'll praise God, the God of Gula Sida. It still doesn't mean that these events don't bring to mind the ideas of Ashkacha and God is a Yachol and Beres Olam and all those different ideas. So you could still have mitzvahs that remind us of those events which put those on the map, those ideas, and made those ideas known. But we're not going to remember the historical event, because the historical event and the Shevach to God as our Redeemer will be tied in with a much larger Gula, you know? Okay, so here's where it gets interesting. So what about the pasuk? So it's very nice. It's very nice proof from the halachic system, but you still have to explain the pasuk. Doesn't the pasuk say the Montesium say something kind of mechanefa? So first of all, I think it's a good, I mean he's gonna do this, but I think it's a good point of method is that if you want to learn about the structure of a mitzvah, because that's really what this is a question of, is how is the mitzvah structured? Is it structured as a subcategory of Yisus Mitzrayim, or is it independent? The better way to learn that is to study the halachos, not to look at the reading of the plain reading of Pesukim. Because the reading of Pesukim is a tricky business, We don't really know how to read Pesukim. There are a lot of different ways to read Pesukim. But, I mean, if you have halachos, that's like, it's a much more rigorous science. Reading Pesukim is
Pshat
doesn't necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of ways to read a pasuk. I mean, he'll show you. But it doesn't. It's not going to satisfy Christian to say that. But first thing he's just proving it halachically. Now he's going to say, okay, I what about the pasuk? So he says, "Hakasuv shama mantis yom tesla inu shav el asiyas haPesach ulmanias haChametz achilas matza." He says, "It's not. You can read the pasuk that it's saying, eat matzah, pasach, nachametz, lamantezkar." He says, that's not the way to read the pasuk. It's not going. It's not even going on that. Okay, she'ilu hayakein, because if that were the case, hayahamikam hapech, the pasuk would have been reversed. Hapach she'hayaroi lomar, shivaz yamim tochel of matzos lachamoni. It should have said, eat matzah for 7 days, lamantezkar, shivazim, shivazim. Right, in order to remember Yisus Mitzrayim, ki b'chipazin Yisus Mitzrayim, because b'chipazin Yisus Mitzrayim, avol de'ektivo ki b'chipazin ve'achar kach amar l'man tizkar, since first it said ki b'chipazin, and then it said l'man tizkar, rayam v'chreches, it's an absolute proof, shetan l'man tizkar, eno kosher im Shivaz Yaman. Okay, it's not going on the Shivaz Yaman. Okay, Rock, he's going to read the pasuk differently. But before we get to how he reads differently, because reading differently is tricky. But what's his problem? Why is he getting so? He's making a strong point. He says, if we look at the pasuk, it doesn't say lo sechalachon shemas yom tefel of matzos lachamoni leman tizkar in order to remember. Rather, it says shemas yom tefel of matzos lachamoni ki bichri pasuk yatsos mitzrayim. Then it says leman tizkar to mitzrayim. He's saying since it says leman tizkar later, it must mean that it's not going on that, but it's saying a totally different thing. What's the big deal? I mean, who cares the order? And why is that? What's his point? The order. And it doesn't sound that compelling. He says, Araya Mechrachas. Right away, he says, Araya Mechrachas, but that's not the way to read it. Because if that were the way to read it, it should have said it the other way around.
I don't it's not really...
Doesn't sound compelling.
Ringing, you know. Is it like that I have to decide between a key and a lamaan?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Jesse's not convinced. I know. It doesn't sound convincing. I know. I read it this morning. I was reading this morning. It didn't sound convincing. It sounds like he's... But he doesn't sound too wishy-washy at this point, right? He's saying, "I am a rachas, that's it. You lose." Right?
So this took the form.
Maybe he has experience with lots of different speaking and then the way the structures come out that we don't have.
Yeah, I guess. But it's not going to convince the Christian.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's trying to. I mean, Raya Machrachas, I don't think is going to work that well if you're just saying it. I have an intuition because of all my experience in Psukim. I mean, you got.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to convince a Christian anyways. My point is that he doesn't sound like he's trying to make it sound that way. You know what I mean? It sounds like if you think it through, that's it. Do you want some help?
Oh, he's saying the FIFA zone is the Lamanta store? That you had to go out in FIFA zone in order that you should remember?
No. No, he's not saying that. I don't think he's saying that. Well, I'm being a little bit unfair because I'm not reading how he's going to read the Pasuk. I mean, he's going to read the Pasuk in a funny way. So I don't want to confuse you with that. What I'm saying is, right away, forget how he does read it. The question is, how he's proving that the way to read it is not the way this Christian guy is reading it. You know what I mean? So forget what he is, how it is reading it. But let's just say, while you can read it like they're claiming. They're claiming that they're saying the Montiska are saying these mitzvos, at least the way we're understanding conceptually, these mitzvos are subcases of the mitzvah of Montiska. They're instances of the Montiska. And therefore, they're not going to exist anymore once there's no Montiska. And he's saying that if that were the case, it would have to be the other way around. Would have to say Lo Sofa Chamatzim Lechamoni Lamantis Kibishon Seis Mitzrayim, and then Kibish Chipazon. The fact that it interjects with Kibish Chipazon means that you're wrong. That's not the way to read it. Okay, so let me just lead you along a path here, but maybe you'll get it. Okay, so it, according to their way of reading, okay, what is the difference? What is Laman doing, and what is Kibish Chipazon doing?
According to the way the Christians are reading.
Yes, according to the way the Christians are reading, which he's knocking out.
You must do these mitzvos for the purpose of remembering the day that you left Mitzrayim.
That's what Laman is. And what's the Kibich Chipazon doing?
The mitzvos took this form because you left quickly.
Right. Okay, good. So.
Right. It couldn't say the reason for the mitzvah if it hasn't even said what the mitzvah is yet.
You're right, exactly. In other words, if the kibbutz puzzle is like a reason, is like a cause of the mitzvah, why is the mitzvah taking this form? Laman, they're claiming, is defining the very nature of the mitzvah, right? It's the nature of the mitzvah. It is a mitzvah of Laman Tizkar, right? So the thing is, it doesn't make sense logically to say the mitzvah, eat matzah marar, because, here's the reason, oh yeah, by the way, Laman means the very definition of the activity which you're doing is really an instance of Laman Tiskar Sensation Sarayim. Because once it goes to a reason, it's moved on from the definition of the thing, of what the nature of the mitzvah is, and it's going to the reason. You don't, their claim is, eat matzah as a method of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's one breath. You can't say, eat matzah, okay, let's give you reasons. When you can't give a reason, you haven't yet finished describing what the mitzvah is. So eat matzah, because, already means, eat matzah is an independent structure. Now I'll explain to you the reason. And then laman is something else, a totally different thing. But according to the way they're reading it, you have to put that as part of the very definition of the mitzvah. Eat matzah as a laman tishkan zutrayim, and then, and the reason why is kibbutz chipazon. The kibbutz chipazon, he's saying, is a rayim echrechas, that it's done. It's splitting it off, the Laman Tizkar, from the Tzivoy, to show you that it's not, Laman is not saying this is the nature of the mitzvah. Ki, it's going to the reason, it's already ready to explain to you the reason for matzah before it talks about Laman. So you can't say Laman is defining the nature of what the mitzvah of matzah is. Right? It kind of reminds me, I'm not sure, I mean, it's interesting to think about examples, but like in the parsha of Tzitzis, for instance, so you have at the end, Laman Tizkaru, right? But that's after it already defines for you all the halachas of Tzitzis, right? Even the reason so is Chatam Eskontz Hashem, right? But Laman Tizkaru is at the end, right? So you do, it tells you all the halachas, all details, things, and then you say, okay, and the reason is the thing. You don't interject in the middle of defining and delineating what the mitzvah is, you don't throw in the reason. And it's not just the detail. It's like they're claiming Laman. It's like the whole definition of the mitzvah is an instance of remembering Tzitzis and Tzrayim.
So you'd say Tzitzis also, if it were the way the Christians were holding, it would also be Tzitzis Laman, and then it would do with the details.
Well, I don't know if they're saying that about Tzitzis. The Tzitzis isn't for Tzitzis and Tzrayim.
It's just Laman, Laman, okay, so not Tzitzis Tzrayim, but Laman, so that you'll remember Hashem, right?
Yeah, right. So if it were, but I don't know what they're claiming about Tzitzis. No, that's the Laman Tizkaru v'Hashemes Kol Tzitzis, you know.
Yeah.
So that you could say is just the reason. But if you'd say the whole thing, it's not shaykh. Right? So you say you're not gonna. That's not gonna be about the lever, right? Laman Tizkaru v'Hashemes Kol Tzitzis. I mean, maybe if you knock out all the mitzvahs and you know, whatever, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, right.
But no, you say it would follow the same logic, right? Right. That if it were
part and parcel of the very definition of what the mitzvah is,
then it would have to be,
then
the,
it have to be in the thing. Right, exactly.
Okay, I think.
Right, because the point is that if you say don't, you have to eat matzah, the plain shot is that's the mitzvah. If you want to tell me it's really an instance of another mitzvah, you have to say eating a matzah in order to remember Yisrael Shem, and that shows it. If that's what the guy's claiming. It's like the Torah. Look at the Torah. It doesn't say eat matzah. It says eat matzah in order to remember Yisrael Shem, and therefore there's no Yisrael Shem. It doesn't have it. But it doesn't say eat matzah in order to remember Yisrael Shem. It says eat matzah because you went out in haste. Lan tiskar. But that's not the way to say that. If you're saying that, then you got to say it right in the same breath. So what is Laman Tizkar? He'll explain to you it's something else. Right? That's what he's going to say. But his first saying is, that's not the way to read the Pasuk. You're not reading it right, you know? That's his first point.
So the Christians are not saying that Laman Tizkar Yom Tizkar is the purpose of the mitzvah. They're saying it is the mitzvah.
Exactly. It is the mitzvah.
He's proving that it's not the mitzvah.
It's not the mitzvah. Kibichli Pazon is in between, exactly.
That's what the
exactly. Okay. Exactly. Can in one breath say, it's a eat matzah, here's the reason. Oh yeah, wait, it's eat matzah this means Laman. That's not it's split up. The fact that it's splitting it up.
Right, it is
Mokhachas. Right. But you have to be involved in the conceptual discussion going on here. If you right, but the Christian was. I mean, this is what was going on here. I mean, that's the way he's presenting it at least. So once you see the way what's going on here, then you see that you had to read the Pesukim, right? I mean, it is amazing how he's doing this, you know? Yeah. It's hard to pull out, though. I know, I read it this morning, I didn't get it. You know, you really have to, like, you see, you have to be think deeply about when he's talking. You know, it's not... Which is, I think, why he said, why the point is true. It's like, halachic rayas are different than psukim. Psukim is tricky, it's hard, you know? Okay, so what then is it saying? I don't know if we're going to have time to finish this, but let's see if we can read a little bit. So he says, what is... The Ra Kosher Kos of Cain. So what is the Pasuk saying? Lo Sochel Chamed Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos Lechemoni. Ki B'chipaz Niyosu Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. Because, right, because you are in Mitzrayim. Ule Man Tizkar Es Yom Tzeizcha Ratzel Omar. It's like a separate statement. Ratzel Omar. Kedei Shlo Yavru Dvarim Elim Ezechronecha. In order so that you don't forget about these things. Tizkar b'peh b'chol yom tizkar meyam tzrayim. Okay, you should remember every day yitzim tzrayim. So it's ulaman, and in order that these previous things should be maintained, that you'll remember these things, Therefore, Tizkar, you should do this separate mitzvah of remembering Tizkarim every all the days of your life.
He's saying this pasuk is the source for Tizkarim?
Yes, yes. Uleman, he's making Uleman like a very packed word. Uleman. And in order that you'll be able to accomplish the previous thing of all the stuff, that these things will be remembered by you and these things won't be forgotten from your memory. Therefore, Tizkar, Tizkarim. And he proves that there's a way to read it. He says, it says you should keep Shabbos. In order that your Shor and Chamor will rest. It's obvious. Definitely the reason for Shabbos is not in order that your Shor should rest. Rak Pirusho. Uleman shatishbos biyom hashvi'i velo tavlu des yas malacha leman, in order that you'll be able to do all the stuff of Shabbos which he previously told you about, yanuach gam shachar v'chamarcha. Right? So it says leman means it's leman, in order that whatever previously took place, that's why the following is commanded. You should have your shor rest. Yesh leman ki yotzei b'zeh. So he's saying is that's the word leman, it could be used that way. So they're saying here, leman, that you'll be able to accomplish properly the previous mitzvah, so not so this, that. Torah set up another mitzvah, the Tiskos Yisrael Kleyach Mechecha, which is saying, remembering Yisrael. Umikan yotzel rabo seinu zal mitzvah sekriya, so Yisrael v'chol yom, leman tizkar. Mashal adoshikin, leman tizkar, v'asem eskom and sosai. He says, that's why, in fact, I'll show you, he says, I'll prove to you that's the way they're reading the Pasuk. Because how else do they know? Just because it says, how does that prove that there's a mitzvah of Yisrael Yisrael? It's just the reason. Right? And you say, Laman Tizkir V'asim is coming to Slay, it doesn't tell you any separate mitzvah. So how do they know there's a mitzvah of remembering Yisrael from Laman? Laman Tizkir V'asim is coming to Slay. It must be that they're reading it in this way.
Isn't there a different
pasuk?
Like
Zachor
Yom?
Is that Zachor Yom? That's when you know it was Mazeh Hashem Mitzrayim. I think that's on that day. I think they say that's for Sipur. Because Sipur is learned out from two places, from Yigadol Vimcha and from that. He's claiming this is where they got it from. Luman, the Mekan Yasur Hussein is all 388. I don't know. That's what he's claiming they got it from. Mishnah B'Sugyan. So it's the Mishnah. Eichlam Din Pasuk. Oh yeah, it's right here. That's the thing you're talking about, right? Laman Tizkar Yisrael. I'm sorry. Let's go. Laman Tizkar Yisrael. Yimechmecha. Yimechecha. Yamim Leilos. Right? This is the Pasuk that they're learning it from. So he's saying, how do you get learning from that? That Pasuk is just the reason. You don't get there's no mitzvah which comes to Laman Tizkar Yisrael. So he says, but it's because they're reading it this way. Laman, in order that you should be able to do all the previous things, therefore... What?
That's what the
Mishnah says. Yeah, it says, how do you know that you do Yisrael B'Leilos? From this Pasuk, call Yimechecha. Right? And we add to Gam and the Rechachom, Shalom, Shain Raskim, and Yisrael, and Yisrael Mashiach, Lo Yisbadlim, it's a Pasuk, and Yisrael Mashiach. So therefore, the conclusion is that even if you say you're not going to remember Yisrael Mashiach, Yisrael Mashiach, you're still not going to knock out these other mitzvahs. So what we have to explain is what's this Laman? I mean, I'm just translating the Pshat for you here, but what's the logic of the way he's reading it? It's really a hard read, but if you look carefully at the pasuk of Laman Yenuach, which is shaykh to look at, that's also a hard read. And he's showing you gotta learn how to read the Torah. That can't be. So obviously Laman means other things. It doesn't, you gotta be willing to read Laman. Don't tell me I can't read Laman and it's a force. That, go try to read that.
Right.
That's crazy. So it must be, you wanna read that, that's how you read this, and he says Laman means that. And that's why my point before. You can't prove halachic things from the Torah. The Torah, the words are, they're different things. It's not so simple to read things. And then the next paragraph, which is also part of this, we're not going to read it now, but is Kriya Shema. Your question, Jesse, is like, okay, fine, but what about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Isn't that one of the 613 mitzvahs? So how are you going to knock that out? Okay, so hopefully we could continue this next time. Okay? Okay, but you